So let's review. The Gemara in this daf begins by elaborating on the final halacha of the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek. Kol ha'ichlim mitzdarfim likukei seves, v'chol ha'mashkim mitzdarfim l'mloi lugmov. Ha'ichl v'ashay se'em mitzdarfim. Although all food or all drinks combine for their respective minimum share, but eating and drinking do not combine for the share of Yom Kippur. Rav Chisda and Rish Lakish suggest that this opinion conforms to Rav Yeshua's opinion in the Mishnah and Masechtas Me'ilah regarding Tumah. Klal Amr B'Yeshua, Kol Shetumasei B'Shiurei Shava, Mitzdarf. Several items that are Tumah can combine to form a Shear of Tumah only if they have the same degree of Tumah and the same Shear of Tumah. If not, they cannot be Mitzdarf. So too our Mishnah says that Achila and Shtia are not Mitzdarf because they do not have the same Shear. However, Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon disagree and maintain that Afilatim Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who hold Shem Tumah Echerhu, all tumas can be mitzdarf, would agree that achil and shtiyah are not mitzdarf. Because regarding Yom Kippur, the point of the shir is mishum yisuvei daitehu. V'hai lemiyas v'daite. Racham determined that a full kesevis agas of achila, or a full malay lugmav of shtiyah, will relieve the hunger or thirst. But a partial shir of each, even when combined, will not relieve not the hunger nor the thirst. Therefore, all would agree that ho'eichel v'shaysem e mitzdarfim. Look the Mishnah. If one ate and drank b'shagig inadvertently, in one period of forgetfulness, he brings only one karmachatas. As Rashi explains, eating and drinking are considered one and the same iser. However, if he ate and did a malacha on Yom Kippur b'shagig, he must bring two karmanas chatas. Because as Rashi explains, trei shem is nidu. Dimitrei Kroy Nafki, there are two separate Isurim. Before we review the ensuing Gemara, let's review the Brisa mentioned on Amud Beis, which finds an apparent contradiction in the following pasuk: Shabbos Shabbosin hu lachem, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, besish alachodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tish besu shabbatchem. Ba'erev indicates that the fast begins mishutechshech, at night, while betisha indicates that it starts mibo'ayyim, during the day, erev Yom Kippur. The resolution is, ha'ketzad, we indeed begin the fast during the day, because there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippurim to add to the holy day of Yom Kippur b'chnisasai at its onset. From the words mi'erev ad erev, we learn that Tosefes Yom Kippurim also applies b'yitziyasai at the end of Yom Kippur as it leaves. From Tish B'su, we learn Tosefes Shabbos for every Shabbos, and from Shabbatchem, we learn Tosefes Yom Tov for all Yom Tovim. Thus, wherever the Torah tells us to rest and refrain from work, we must add some time from the mundane to the holy. However, the Gemara in Amud Aleph cites a brisa which teaches that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a mitzvah only. There is no einish nor even a lav for Tosefes Malacha nor for Tosefes Inay. This is derived from the following pesukim: no einish for Tosefes Malacha from v'chol nefesh asher te'asa kamalacha be'etzem hayom hazeh alitzu mishol yom anish karas. Ve'eina einish karas al tesefes malacha. No einish for tesefes inui from ki kol ha'nefesh asher leisuna be'etzamim hayom hazeh v'nichrasa. Alitzu mishol yom anish karas ve'eina anish karas al tesefes inui. No lav from tesefes malacha from v'chol malacha leisasu be'etzam hayom hazeh. Alitzu mishol yom hu muzer ve'eina muzer al tesefes malacha. No lav for tesefes inui is derived from tesefes malacha by kal v'chomer. Now, regarding Yom Kippur day itself, the above pasuk is a clear azhara l'malacha shel yom atzmai. However, Shlokish points out that there is no clear azhara l'inu shel yom atzmai, because there is no grammatically correct way to write a negative commandment to inflict inui upon oneself. The Gemara, though, gives several possible limudim from which we can learn azhara l'inu shel yom atzmai, either by gzeres shava or an extra word or words. Gzeres shava mimalacha, gzeres shava etzem etzem, mentioned in the earlier psukim, inui inui, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, al dvar she'ine es eshes re'ehu, shabbos shabbosin, mi shabbos bereshes, hu gufei shabbos ikri, dechsev tish besu shabbatchem. In all of these limudim we would say, ma lahan loyonish elim kein hizer, av kan loyonish elim kein hizer. The Gemara derives another teaching from the pasuk, shabbos shabbosin hu lachem, v'nisim es nafshei seichem, besish shalachidish ba'erev, me'erev ad erev tish besu shabbatchem. The pasuk says, "V'nisim es nafshei seichem b'sisha, v'chi b'sisha mesanen, v'alei ba'asu mesanen." We fast on the 10th, not on the 9th. Rather, this comes to teach. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, receives reward as if he fasted on both the 9th and the 10th day. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah Amud Aleph. Achal eichlin she'ein ruin la'achila, v'shasa mashkin she'ein ruin l'shtia, v'shasa tzir oimurius pater. If one ate foods on Yom Kippur that are normally not eaten, either because they are inedible or generally not eaten by themselves, he's exempt from Bekarban because this is not considered halachic eating on Yom Kippur. Taraban, achal ali kanim pater, v'lovi gefanim chayiv. Leaves of trees are not considered edible, whereas leaves of a grapevine within 30 days of its sprouting are considered edible. The Mishnah had mentioned that Tzir Umurius eaten on Yom Kippur is pater and not considered food. The Gemara infers that chaymet, vinegar, is considered food, which follows the opinion of Rabbi. Rav Gidl ruled that the halacha in this matter does not follow the opinion of Rabbi, and the following year, entire groups of people went out and drank vinegar on Yom Kippur. Rav Gidl was very upset and explained to them that this was not his intention. He made three distinctions. Eimer damri ano dievet, l'ketchila mi'amri. Eimer damri ano purta, tuva mi'amri. Eimer damri ano chai, mazig mi'amri. I was referring to a case where someone accidentally drank a small amount of undiluted vinegar, in which case he would not be liable for a carbon, but I did not mean to say that one may l'ketchila drink a larger amount of diluted vinegar on Yom Kippur.